French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frimp frimp sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do 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 ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is fermented black beans. I remember looking at a can of soy sauce one day in the storeroom of Louis' backyard kitchen, and printed upon it were these words, established in 1250, as in the year 1250. My Lord, I muttered to no one else, that's an old company. I didn't know the half of it. Soy products, of which soy sauce is simply the most obvious, have been around in pretty much the same form since the 6th century. And fermented black beans are probably the first known soy product. These beans are ancient stuff, my friends. In 165 BC, they were placed, clearly marked, in Han Tomb No. 1 in south-central China. The tomb was sealed for eons and first opened in 1972. The high-ranking lady whom the heretofore undisturbed tomb belonged to was probably the wife of the first Marquis of Tai. Not to be confused with our wonderful Latin Caribbean black beans, fermented black beans, a.k.a. frijoles negros, are ready to use from their plastic bag pouch they are kept and sold in. They are also known as duchi, which shows the Chinese connection. Avoid any canned products. I like the Pearl River Bridge and Yangjiang brands, the latter in the bright mustard yellow cardboard container, similar in shape to oatmeal, only a tad smaller. They will keep indefinitely in the refrigerator, but the point is to use them. Fermented black beans are a salt delivery system of the first order, but its freight is wrapped in a veritable kimono of ancient Japanese mystic umami. The great food scientist Harold McGee explains it as well as one can. He writes, since there are only a few genuine tastes, sensations on the tongue, not the nose, certainly salt contributes to the overall complexity and balance of flavor. Heady stuff when you take that sentence in grain by grain. He enigmatically adds, sorry there is not a neater answer, though maybe it's good to retain some mystery in such a basic matter. The first question when using fermented black beans in a recipe is, to rinse or not to rinse. Though called fermented black beans primarily, they are also known as salted black beans. My advice? It's up to you, really. If you don't rinse them, be certain to avoid any other extra salt in the recipe you are creating. Other variables come into the dialogue as well. To mash or not? To chop or not? But let's not get flustered. There are many things eternally true about cuisine, and one is that personal preferences are okay. How do you learn which are yours? You cook. So don an apron over your kimono with me. Fermented black beans can be used in countless dishes. Pork riblets carry enough fat to balance the salt. Clams in a mirin-sweetened broth ride a salty wave, but what a thrill. Tofu is an easy partner due to the blandness tofu should rightfully be praised for. I have a dish on my menu where I lightly rinse them, roughly chop them, and combine them in a saucepan with ginger, sake, rice wine, vinegar, and garlic. I reduce them together, add a touch of chicken stock, and a smaller touch of butter. This goes as one of the sauces with my deep-fried sushi, something they didn't feature in the 6th century. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.